areas that encompasses our area, like Otna, for instance. We meant all the land within those boundaries. We don't mean the checkerboard patterns that we have since received as a result of the land claims. And the trouble with that, I believe, is that we had self-appointed leaders in most cases. There weren't a lot of traditional leaders representing us to Congress. And if there had been traditional leaders, then as being raised as traditional leaders are part of our growing up, and my great-grandfather is the chief of Chitna. My great-great-grandfather is the first one to file for our land claims in 1920, Doc Billum. And as part of our, maybe a white culture or another culture, you learn ABCs. I learned the boundaries of our land. I learned the history of each place and why we won each area or if we lost, and the history of our people. And when the leaders were, I believe, self-appointed. They didn't cover the children who are being raised as natives. I filed for my children, and they were to Otna, and they were not approved. They are 1/8 less native blood than is the 1/4. They're 3/16. Yeah, 1/16 less. That's nothing. And I didn't think that was right either. And my great-grandfather, when he filed the land, he said that the white man, he looked around, he said, the white man are going to try to take all of this land. And our ancestors have fought to keep it. We fought a lot of people to keep it. And as Otna people, we maintained kind of like border patrols. And if a village had a problem, we all helped each other. We have not changed from that. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you want to say something?
Just for the record, since this is a historical perspective about AFN, I'd like to acknowledge at this time the funding of AFN and how we were able to lobby and keep the organization going to the Tyonek Indians and to the Yakima Indian Nation and also the Tlingit and Haida Central Council, and for all the people that believed in AFN and contributed many, many hours and donations and their time.
Maybe I could, we said we'd adjourn by 4 o'clock. It's almost 4 o'clock. Maybe I could just say for the people that are here and wish to, that is, in the hall and not at this table of with name cards and all the rest of it, that we'll try to arrange it tomorrow so that we can hear from more of you. But let me tell you that we intend to hold a meeting in Anchorage so Alaska Natives living in Anchorage can be heard. And we will try to arrange that meeting in the evening or several evenings to make sure that we have a chance to hear from you. It's what you might call a village meeting, but held in Anchorage. And in fact, Daley Sambo of the ICC has agreed to help organize such a meeting or meetings, so you should feel free to speak to her tonight or tomorrow with any suggestions you have about where it might be held or when and how to publicize it. Now, that meeting won't be held for a little while, but I just want you to know that this isn't the only meeting we're going to be holding. This isn't the only gathering we're going to be having here in Anchorage. So I know some of you are eager to come over to this microphone that Mr. Frost has appropriated for those in the audience, and but there will be other occasions. Tomorrow, perhaps we could ask you, Mr. Upikson, to lead off, if you would, and then Mr. Paul had agreed that he would tell us the bad things about IRAs and so forth, and of course Martha Dementiev wanted to speak further tomorrow. I know others do, and I'm going to ask David Case and Chuck Smythe and Rosita Worrell to help me frame some other, and Ann Reardon to help me frame some other questions. So could we assemble again at 9:15 and carry on for as long as it seems useful? Someone has his hand up.
May I take just 2 minutes? May I take just 2 minutes?
Yes, why not?
It wasn't my intention to comment. In fact, that somebody I know here asked me to involve myself, and I didn't want to because it seems an endless repetition of the same thing of many years ago and ever since. I simply want to take the opportunity to translate in terms of my understanding what that young lady so beautifully expressed, and I know that most people are sympathetic with it. Oh, my name is Charles Konigsberg. What I think she is saying is that such discussions, by their nature, transform into its opposite what the discussion ought to be. The problem is not one of native culture. The problem is one of what this culture, Western culture as we call it, is doing to native culture. And unless the discussions are couched in those terms, no matter what happens, it won't deal with the problem. Most people I know understand nothing about their own culture, but are willing to talk with great assumed expertise about somebody else's, and it can't be done. You have to understand your own before you can talk intelligently about anybody else's. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Konigsberg. I should add that the main body of this commission's work consists in meetings in the villages. We have had only two, sir, at Monick and Tununik last week. But at Monick, we heard from 66 people, and at Tununik from about, I don't know, maybe 35 or 40. And those meetings were well attended, and people were telling us in the most straightforward fashion about the about ANCSA, but in the context of the impact of Western culture on their own. So that don't sell us short. Notwithstanding the wisdom and years and experience that we have assembled at this table, there's more to the commission than the Rondi Palace. And so let's get together at 9:15 in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you.